It's insurers and employers' turn to be transparent about healthcare prices. Democrats are scrambling to extend discounted insurance premiums before midterms. And the federal government launches a targeted vaccine campaign to contain the monkeypox outbreak. It's all coming up on today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily. It's Friday, July 1st, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One programming note for listeners, in observance of the 4th of July holiday weekend, the podcast will be taking a short break, but we'll be back with new episodes on Wednesday, July 6th. It's now insurers and self-funded employers' turn to be transparent about what they're paying for healthcare. Starting today, as part of a batch of price transparency rules, they must post negotiated rates for both in-network and out-of-network providers. This requirement goes into effect a year and a half after hospitals had to start posting insurer-specific negotiated rates on their websites. Last month, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued the first fines to hospitals that had been failing to do so. Compliance has been dismal. The agency fined two Georgia hospitals $1.1 million. The current fines remain a rounding error for many hospitals. It's unclear whether the threat of fines or the penalties themselves will actually push more hospitals into compliance. Insurers and employers are expected to better comply with their transparency rules because their penalties are higher, $100 per day per beneficiary, so large employers could easily rack up millions of dollars of fines very quickly. While all this data is supposed to be published in an easy-to-read format on public-facing websites, it's not expected to be much help to your average healthcare consumer. However, academics, providers, and payers who are able to access it will get a much better sense of market rates. The next phase of transparency rules for insurers and employers require them to create online cost estimator tools that will allow individuals to get real-time cost-sharing estimates for covered services. The first phase of implementation requires this for more than 500 common services, like MRIs or joint replacement procedures, in 2023, and all services starting in 2024. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is trying to contain the monkeypox outbreak with targeted vaccinations. Cases of the disease currently number more than 300 in the U.S. and more than 5,000 around the world. Although monkeypox has been known to spread in some African countries from animals, it's unusual that the virus is now spreading among humans in many Western countries. The disease is transmitted through close contact with an infected person, and early data is suggesting that it's spreading most amongst men who have sex with men. Symptoms include body aches, fever, chills, and rashes that look like fluid-filled blisters. There's no known treatment, but no deaths have been reported, and most cases resolve within weeks. The U.S. government has already sent more than 9,000 doses of a vaccine and expects to secure about 1.6 million by the end of the year. Doses are being sent to cities with high case numbers, like New York City and Washington, D.C. Clinics, however, are reporting they're quickly running out of shots. The CDC is recommending that people who believe they may have been exposed to monkeypox get the shot. Health officials are warning the risk to the general public is still relatively low. There's renewed urgency among Democratic lawmakers and governors to extend the temporary tax credits for individuals buying health insurance on federal and state exchanges. These tax credits in the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 have made monthly health plan premiums much cheaper for millions of Americans over the last 2 years. But without renewal, they will expire at the end of the year, setting up unwelcome October surprises in the form of rate notices of increased premiums for 2023, just weeks before midterm elections. The Department of Health and Human Services warns if these tax credits are not extended, more than 9 million people would see their monthly premiums rise and an estimated 3 million would become uninsured. There is an urgency for Congress to act on this over the summer, as insurers are currently setting their rates for open enrollment. Democrats had included provisions to extend these tax credits to 2025 in the Build Back Better Act, but that remains stalled in the Senate by moderate Democrats, including Joe Manchin of West Virginia. There are reports that Democratic leadership is negotiating with Manchin on a narrower bill to extend these tax credits, but details have been scant. In a closely divided Senate, Manchin's vote is key to getting a bill passed through reconciliation, which lowers the required vote threshold from 60 to a simple majority. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, hospital operator Universal Health Services cut financial forecasts for the year after reporting lower patient volumes. Shares of UHS fell 6% on Thursday. Other for-profit hospital operators also closed the trading day down. Community Health Systems was down 6%, and HCA Healthcare was down more than 4%. The overall healthcare sector was down a third of a percentage point. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.